I guess the previous meeting is running late.
It's not quite 9 yet.
True.
We're just early.
Maybe it's a
How's it going?
not too bad. I got an early morning call, Jakob, this morning to take a look at some of the broker stuff with the implementing this endpoint to show the state model and stuff. So just kind of some of the internals there. So that was interesting.
Oh, nice.
Not so nice having to get up early, but sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
I really just need to get in the habit of that because then I could have hopped on too, maybe.
Well, this is at 6 a.m. so
Oh, brutal. Be careful what you wish for, you say.
right, yeah.
All right.
He's a hard man to catch sometimes, so you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. Well, thanks for that. At least it's what I can ask you. Bridge across oceans.
Yeah, stupid time zones.
Seriously.
Hey, Mallory. Hey, Seb.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Too bad.
Doing all right. How about you?
Doing okay. I think Ian probably won't be joining us. We're having a little bit of an issue with the Viewfind 10 upgrade for Farm Direct. So he's working on that right now. Almost all of the institutions are using an Iliad workflow, and they're all fine. It's just the one Columbia is using SSO, and they're having some issues with their login and request process. Oh, and here is Ian. Ian, I was just giving you an out of this meeting if you want to not join.
Okay, yeah, I'm just working on the IPLC thing. I got an issue to sort out, and then I saw the issue from Jason and Jakob, so I'll look at those when I get out of this IPLC thing. But yeah, I'll take you up on that and just go troubleshoot.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Bye. And also Jakob, I don't think is going to be here either. He said he was had some child care duties. So I guess we can get started and see where we're at. And then if we have questions for Ian or Jakob, we can post those on the shared channel. So I think Jason, am I just seeing you twice here?
Yeah, at Jakob's request, I'm actually trying to bring my laptop around with me when I wander in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let's start with you for updates. Why can't I find you? Because I have a cat in my way. What is
It's an
happening
adorable
right
reason.
now? Yeah, I'm like, did I miss you though? Like, oh, you're just folded up. Okay. Jason, are you ready or do you want me to start with Kurt?
Oh yeah, I'm here. I just
Oh, okay.
was, I don't know, I somehow was waiting for more of a prompt, I guess.
Okay.
So I made some comment on some issues somewhere a while ago that replied to you, but it was work I think I was just supposed to look into. I don't think it was in a sprint. I can't remember what issue that is. You got an email.
Yes.
But I can work on that at some point if you think I should. Otherwise, I did. So I don't know if it's worth going to ZFL stuff, but the endless translation issue, now that we know how to deploy that, I thought, but we don't actually. But anyways, the custom properties that they actually specifically called out as in something, being something they do not use, they did say they would like to see it translated. And I knew I had to do extra stuff for that, so I just said, we probably won't do that. But since Tara and David both mentioned it, I guess it's just like really conspicuous on the create form. And that one, unlike the settings, doesn't require Herculean efforts to do. So I did that one too. And I was going to update the comment there, but I just didn't get to add that comment. I will add that comment so that they can see that as well. I did try to deploy it with the GitHub Action, and it doesn't actually deploy with the GitHub Action. And last time, David had to run a yarn command on SLNT1. So I did shoot him a message about that. And so we'll see that shortly. So now it translates custom properties and then it falls back to the custom property label because it's custom. So they might have added another one. I mean, they didn't, but who knows? No one's going to use the software anymore, hopefully. But yes, that's belatedly internationalized, that part.
Okay, perfect.
Otherwise, I've been trying to get something that we can actually look at for a UI for, or like a kind of a modified version of UIRS that will see requests on the broker's request management API. And because that's not ready yet on the hosted version of it, I've been trying to get that running locally. I've taken the same approach that I did for the new directory and kind of cobbled together a mock for what a copy would do so that it's really just giving me directory and the broker and nothing else. So I don't actually have to run a local environment because last time I tried to do that, it got just too fiddly. And so that was a bit faster. But I think because it seems like the intention is that we're going to use, or that I should use for at least the UI part, the development system that Ian is spinning up. But it probably will be good to have this going locally in containers and such at some point, but this should be fine for now. Learned a few things about the broker in the process, and I might make a comment in the channel later as to some documentation tweaks we might do, or maybe there's just something I'm missing. Like how you have to run a thing to generate some ENSIP stuff, but with the help of magical LLM technology, I was able to make the robot read the code for me and it could tell me what I needed to do, and I got it working.
Please do like make updates on that or ask for the, whoever
I
created
will.
the code to add that because if you like are were encountered any hiccups like then anybody else would too, so
Yeah, that's the goal.
thank
So
you.
I've just been muddling through that. And so now I have it so that I can create a new request at the command line. And then it shows up with the work that I did previously to list request. And so now I'm trying to make the create request form do its thing. And then I'll also add something so that you can display a request and run actions. And that's basically the core UIRS functionality. And once the dust settles on that, I'll just try to tidy it up a bit. And then hopefully Ian will have a sec and we can try to get something put together on that reshared version 2 dev environment that reflects the current state of things.
Well, it sounds like you've been busy. Do you feel like you're in a good spot for now? This guy, just This one you did fix, I thought. Wait. Okay, wait. Sorry, what's going on with this? Oh, Mallory tells with Alan. Okay. And this is in the this is deployed to like Sydney and Melbourne,
I don't
et
know.
cetera.
Actually, it should be deployed to Sydney, Melbourne, because it's on the master branch. Are we doing those from 120? I can't remember. I've not deployed anything to Trove stuff in like before Christmas.
Well, I have to test with Alan a different thing, so I'll just do this at the same time and see if it's
Yeah, so this conversation was relating to work that I did on an issue when it came up at ZFL. The commas there were confusing something. And so we replaced the commas with two colons so that that wouldn't trigger other stuff. That said, I don't know how this will play with that stuff. And I also don't know if this has been deployed anywhere because, yeah, I just moved this
Okay, so
master.
I
I
need
didn't
to.
explicitly deploy it, but this is also related to the fact that Kurt had some work on the master branch that we were looking to maybe deploy because it was fixing some non-thread safe code that was causing potential issues.
Yeah, that was the issue with the XML. Oh gosh, it was one of the it was calling one of the XML libraries, which are notoriously not thread safe, and it would every now and again would throw an error.
Is that this Jasper XML one?
No, the Jasper
Oh.
XML one is still confusing, but this was what's the issue that this was brought up? I mean, it was fixed before, and then we saw it come up again, so there was a log attached.
Was it this one, the failed to send the ISO message?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. And we're not sure if this or this are deployed to Sydney and Melbourne to Trove Dev.
I'm pretty sure they're not deployed.
Okay. All right. So I need to ask Ian about that.
Well, I think we can deploy to Sydney, Melbourne. I think we just need to
Oh.
cherry pick this to the branch.
Oh, so,
Or possibly just
yeah,
merge
sorry.
master onto the branch.
Right,
Should
you're
we just
talking.
merge master onto the branch?
Yeah, sorry, I got confused when you said by Sydney, Melbourne. Yeah, I don't know about Sydney, Melbourne. But they're definitely not deployed to prod. So, yeah.
Okay, well, so then maybe we should ask Ian, or at the next reasonable opportunity when it's not disruptive to ask Ian, find out from Ian which branch actually gets deployed. Or we can go look in the GitHub Actions. We can probably solve that for ourselves if we poke around enough. But what actually gets deployed to Sydney, Melbourne when we run the Trove Dev deployment? And then,
Which
yeah. Sorry,
okay,
what?
so you said which branch gets deployed to Trove Dev, right? That's the
Yeah.
question.
Right. So the work is done already, but it's on the master branch of ModRS. And so we need to determine if that's already what's being used to populate Sydney and Melbourne, or if we need to merge that to the 119 release branch or something, which would also be plausible, which where we'd need to merge it there anyways in preparation for, yeah, releasing it. So it's just a matter of, well, maybe we can just do that and regardless of where it's getting it from, it'll find it, but it's probably good to know that. And we did know that back when we were using it. It's just been a while.
Okay, I'll try to check in with him when he's not fixing something else. About this one where you added a comment about where this was deployed or not deployed, the manual close action. Did
Oh,
I
that
hear
one's not about
correctly
deployment.
that?
That's about the state model. Yeah, I this is the
Right.
comment that I wrote. I talked to the
Yeah,
part at the beginning.
this was the comment on this associated ticket. So I created, this is a support ticket. So I created an ILL dev ticket that points back to it. But are you, is this one that you're able to take on, or do I had a question to Jakob about scheduling it, but I just, you mentioned earlier about you weren't sure if you were actually going to
Yeah.
do the work on it or not, but.
I replied to it that like you asked me if this was a thing that we could get David or
Right.
someone to look into, and I'm like, no, we actually have to change mod RS to put this in the state model.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why I created this ILL dev ticket for the actual work of doing that, since it exists, but it isn't actually hasn't been added to their state model. But is this something I can assign to you, or is it not something that you're ready for? Is
It
my
would
question.
be so I mean you can, I'll do it, but it would be somewhat disruptive at the moment because I'm kind of have everything checked out in other branches and whatnot for the work I'm trying to do for the UI refactor. Actually, well, not the back end. But anyways, I can't I'm not even sure if I can get my environment up for running mod RS at this point because everything is just so fiddly. But that so I could it wouldn't be super extra disruptive to try to do this if I'm doing it blind, as in I'm not even trying to run it. I just add this to the state model and then push it up and then we try to deploy it in SLMP1 and hope that works. I can do that. I'm not sure that's what we want to do, but I could. I don't know. Kurt, do you have your environment handy?
Yeah, I was just gonna say maybe Kurt might be able to tag this one on, but maybe we should move to Kurt's update and then, well, anyway, Kurt, do you have any initial thoughts on this before we see what you're up to?
I feel like I would have to get my brain back into that mode again, but I could
Yeah, exactly.
it's like, ew, really? But yeah, I guess I could take a stab at it, and it's probably
Like I'll do it. Like, I don't want to just feel like no, make her do it.
yeah.
That's
No, I
terrible.
mean,
But
God,
yeah, it's just like I can add it to the state model. It's just I can't run that locally at the moment to test it. So we could just push it up. But it is a dev environment. Breaking it's what it's for. So that probably wouldn't be the worst thing.
I mean.
Maybe it's worth a set just right now for us to talk through what the implications of this would be.
I mean, I
I
can run the
mean,
mod RS, integration test and all without problem. That'd probably be enough to test it, you think? I mean, you don't need
I
it.
don't know. I don't know that the integration tests run closed manually on the SLMP model. I guess we could add a test to see that.
Yeah, I don't.
And the other thing is, like, I'm just curious how it's going to interact with their broker, although theoretically that shouldn't matter because close manually isn't trying to do anything to the other side of the request. That's just when you have your request is just stuck and it's just kicking around your database. You don't want to see it in the search results anymore. You can move it to a terminal state. And I'm pretty
Right.
sure that's all this does, right?
Right. It doesn't it's a one-sided it's usually when something's broken and both the supplier and requester have to manually close in their own tenant.
Why does this
And
sound
so what
familiar
I'm
to me? Did we do something like this? Or did this come before? Or is this new? What
Well,
is
this
this?
exists. This exists. We don't
Yeah,
have to create
here.
a new action. This is already implemented for other state models. It's just not in the ZFL state models. And
Yeah, so
so it would just be a matter of adding it to the available actions or whatever, I think. And then it should presumably show up, and then I have to go check in the UI to see what it uses to determine if it should show the button for it. And provided it's not keying on SLMP or not, and it's actually keying on the presence of that action, which hopefully it is, that should just work probably. So, like I say, I could just blindly just add that to available actions and see what happens. But I don't know.
Is that,
Maybe better if you.
yeah.
And the other thing is, doesn't the ZFL broker piece maintain its own state somehow? About like, doesn't it have like some kind of record of different requests in the system? Like, if you do a manual close on the supplier and the requester, is there just going to be something kicking around on the broker forever after that? And maybe that's not a problem. Or does it not have any state? I don't know what the ZFL broker does. I don't know what the Crosslink broker does either, but I know more about it than the ZFL one.
I'm not sure about the ZFL broker component. But I think
Oh,
this
gateway.
was
Gateway, that's the word.
gateway. I don't think
We
that
didn't call them the same thing.
I think that this not being present was just an oversight. Like this button is used, it's infrequent, but it's like pretty necessary when you need it. So I think that like, maybe it just wasn't. Jakob didn't say like it was excluded for a reason. So I think that it should hopefully behave the way that it does in the other environments. But I guess if we do put it up to the dev environment, then we can just kick the wheels on it and see how it behaves.
So yeah, try that.
I mean, unless Kurt wants to add it to the test script and do all that stuff. But yeah, I guess I defer to you too on which method is preferred. But
Do you remember, Kurt, if we can do that even? Like, does are actions coupled to state models to an extent, to a sufficient extent? Like, is it likely that we just need to add this to available actions? Or probably worth reading through the implementation to it.
I guess. I mean, as long as the states are already there, that needs to turn into. It seems like we just need to add.
Yeah, we probably need to add the state too, because there's probably a state for like terminal closed manually.
Well, is it? Well, do we need a new state, or just need to go to one of the existing states? I guess.
I can't remember what this does. So if it goes to its own closed manually state, we'd have to add that to the state model as well. But you probably need the action event result list thingy.
I don't know. I feel like whatever we do, we need to have it needs to have integration test coverage. But I'm hoping it doesn't require any new states being added, but it would definitely need the new action event result list stuff done. So I can take an initial
Well,
stab at this one, see where I get with it. I might need to ask questions about it to people who know the ZFL thing better, but I can at least do the initial look.
thanks, Kurt. And I just want to say there's like a lot more information over on this ticket that like Jason put like some information about it here, and there's some like context if you need it, but it do reach out to any of us.
For sure.
All right.
That's one that Tara has kind of I kept prioritizing, and I've been pushing it along, but not it took longer than I expected to figure out what we needed to do, so I'm sorry about that. But thank you for taking a look when you have time. Jason, did you have any other updates before we move on to Kurt?
No, I think I've heard my voice enough.
Right, Kurt, how are things going for you?
They're going all right. I had an early morning call with Jakob this morning to talk about Crosslink 198 to just get a better idea on what we're looking to do there. So basically, we want to be able to return have an endpoint return the JSON that represents the available action and transitions for a given state model, so the UI knows what it can surface there. So we just looked at some of the internals and some of the restructuring that needs to be done there. So I'll be doing a little bit of refactoring and then implementing that JSON endpoint, and probably will just kind of interface with Jakob as I go and. And just see how it wants to go, because there'll be some decisions down the road regarding how we approach things. But I think we're just gonna kind of take it like an early step and do like a first cut, and then decide how we want to refine from there.
Cool. I'm glad you were able to link up with Jakob on this one. That sounds like it was productive.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Yeah. What
Now
are
this one,
we?
Jakob
Yeah.
wanted to do some code review on that one. I don't know if he had a chance to look at it yet or not. So I think he'll probably circle back to me when he gets a chance to look at that one there. But it's
Oh,
just
okay.
been
Yeah, I see.
sitting
It's
waiting.
code review.
And let's see what else we got. That one is merged, just needs to be. I mean, I don't know if there's too much to review there. I mean, really nothing you're gonna see in terms of functionality at this point. But we can probably just go ahead and play with this one.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
That's
And
about.
we, yeah, and we just assigned you this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it for me.
Okey-dokey. I think that was the only thing I had to make sure I got assigned. I haven't had any new tickets placed, so or nothing like exciting there. I am working with Jakob and Alan to discuss any of the outstanding like integration pieces for Alma and Rapido to reshare. So there might be some stuff coming through related to those changes, but we're not quite ready yet. There's some stuff that I think that Ex Libris is going to have to do on their side before we can proceed. So that's like any changes they make to their conditionals or renewals, things like that.
Is this stuff we're going to implement on the new broker-based workflows, or it's something we're going to try to do for mod RS still?
For renewals, is that what you said? I think that would all be broker based. I don't think we'd want to,
Oh, good. No, we really wouldn't.
I know, it's like a thing that people want across the board, but I don't think we would retrospectively fit that or retroactively, whatever. So yeah, it's more future oriented. Okay. Any other questions or topics for today? I haven't heard back from Alan about the address book. He was gonna write us a readme. I don't think, unless you have heard from him directly, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to wait till he has like another
Illness.
fever dream kind of thing.
Yeah. I think he would be disappointed to know that we were hoping for him to get into that state again, but no. I don't think that he's had a chance to look at that again. I'm supposed to be syncing up with him again this week, so hopefully I can bug him about that. Seb, do you need anything? I see that you've been hanging on. I don't know if there's anything you want to run by these guys while we're all together.
Yeah, sorry to lurk. I don't have anything.
Okay. All right. Well, until we meet again, thank you all. And yeah, if you need anything from any of us, let me know. Let Jakob know.
Thanks, Heller.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Buddy.
Everyone.